Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard. This is Absolute Radio Country. We're backstage at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm sitting here chatting with Joss Ross. We've already been talking about NASCAR. We've been talking about Edinburgh. We've been talking about different situations you might find yourself in as a teenager.
Do the fans know you're from Nashville?
Well, okay. They know I'm from Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
And now you do. But listen,
now
it's not about me, Josh.
I almost wanted to interview you. I was like, your story sounds so cool.
No, I want to know
I get more inspired about your story than
I want to know about your story.
All right.
So here we are at this Fancy Pants venue. You've been out there sound checking, right?
Crazy. Yes.
It's
very
crazy,
cool.
Isn't
very,
it?
Very cool. Yes.
How does it compare to some of the other venues you've played? But I mean, because listen, you've done some pretty cool venues, right? Like, I mean, the Grand Ole Opry for one, which is kind of like such a
bucket list. I was just literally going to say, it's like a 3 or 5 times the size of the Opry kind of vibe. The sound is similar to Opry. Like, it's like so full.
Yeah.
And it feels special. It feels special. I'm excited.
I can't wait. And I appreciate you coming in and having a little sit down with us. I mean, you literally just finished your dinner. You're getting ready to go on stage. You're
probably
sitting here.
My teeth.
Yeah. What'd you have for dinner?
We had some roast beef and some potatoes. I'm trying to stay away from the desserts a little bit.
Why?
Maybe after the show, depending on how good it goes.
Yeah, you need a little bit of a sugar cake, surely.
Yeah.
So, Josh, I think it's really exciting what's happening with you. And I only say this as an outsider because, you'll know what I mean when I say this, but it wasn't that long ago. I didn't know who Josh Ross was. And now you're everywhere.
Me neither.
I mean, you're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. No, but that's awesome. Very cool.
I know that isn't how things work on the inside, right? There are so many times that an artist will come along, and like yourself, your songs are just hitting. Everybody's loving you, or they're, I just saw you open up for Bailey Zimmerman, like a week ago or something like that.
It's crazy, yeah.
Everybody's buzzing about you, and it seems to the outside world, they're like, wow, this Josh Ross, he just came out of nowhere. But that isn't how it works, right? You've been plugging along at this for a while, presumably.
There's a lot of years, I think, of behind the scenes steadily that, is kind of moving along, and the last couple of years, it's been really steady. Within the last year, it's kind of that upward trajectory that, I'm excited about, and, which excites me and drives me to keep putting out songs and do all that. But there's definitely, it's always the overnight success story or I don't think I'll ever say that my career was a overnight success, because it does feel like we've been doing it for a minute. I moved to Nashville in 2019.
From Canada.
From Ontario, Canada. And, went through the grinds and the struggles of being a new person to the city, not from the same countries. As you probably know, you can't just go get a job at the local Starbucks and make money. So I was, selling random things on Facebook Marketplace, building furniture, doing.
What's the biggest thing you sold on Facebook Marketplace? What's the most money you made on one thing on Facebook Marketplace?
Oh, dude, at one point I was probably making more money than I was making music for a long time. I used to, honest to God, I'd build like coffee tables, TV stands, and end tables.
And you were making stuff.
And I would lie and I'd say, hey, I have this piece of furniture for sale.
Yeah.
And as soon as I knew that they were going to come get it, I'd say, okay, come pick it up tomorrow. And I'd go that day and I'd go buy the wood, build it, stain it, and then sell it to them that night.
You were like made to order furniture.
Yeah. So it was like, and I would do, two or three coffee tables a day. And I think I'd get like $175 or $200.
You can make 2 or 3 coffee tables in a day.
Yeah. They were great.
Is this quality craftsmanship, Josh?
To be honest, I completely ripped off. There was a company in Australia that was doing it.
Okay.
And I found where they were ordering the legs off of Amazon. They're like, the wooden ones where it's like kind of like a box, but then it's got like the metal legs. And I found a design from a company in Australia, and I kind of copied the same thing. And I did that for probably almost a year, honestly.
I'm not being funny, but right now there are people with Josh Ross
coffee
originals.
I've had a girl come to my show and say, I bought one of your coffee tables. I'm not even kidding you. It was like full circle. Like, I almost wanted to give her a hug and be like, thank you for buying this coffee table because
you got me here.
Yeah, literally. And little things like that are super special. So it's cool.
Were you always good? Was other than being obviously a bespoke furniture designer? Yes. Were you always going to be a country artist?
No.
Was that your thing?
No, I probably had better luck being a furniture designer. I love storytelling. I, as a kid, jotted down feelings, ideas that I had in a book. I hid that book away from everybody. It was definitely not the cool thing. Sports was the thing. I played hockey and soccer when I was young.
Okay, and of then, course hockey. Hello,
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah, and then transitioned into football, motocross, and those were kind of my two main things.
Wait, you mean football, comma motocross, right? There
yes.
isn't a sport that's football.
Not football.
Motocross,
that would be cool,
because
though.
I'm really into that, if there is.
There is. yeah, no. I basically raced bikes until I got my scholarship, and that was part of me signing my scholarship, is that I wouldn't race bikes anymore.
Right.
It's just a dangerous
sport.
What
was the scholarship for?
Football. American football.
Oh, okay. All right. And so then what happened?
I had two ankle surgeries.
Ah, right.
Yeah, got that fixed, and then I just
lost
the love.
So you're like, what profession can I go into where yeah. boots will protect my ankle? I know, country music.
Yeah, and I loved country music, so I grew up on country music, primarily more rock.
Right.
Side of things, but definitely country music was there. And yeah, I love storytelling. And I just thought to myself, like, what, to be honest, I think I was frustrated. I was frustrated with injuries. I was frustrated that I'd fallen behind in football because of injury.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like other people were making decisions for me. So I thought, I was like, I'm going to do this music thing where you're going to write songs, people are just going to love them, and then you make all the decisions yourself. And then you eventually realize that music is a much larger business than even playing football,
yeah.
and there are a lot of people making decisions for me. So
I was going to say, how's that going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But no, I think I found what I was meant to always do, and I'm happy I'm not building furniture anymore. So it's good.
I really want a coffee table.
I probably can make one.
Okay, I'm going to check Facebook Marketplace after
literally.
This just to see.
Yeah.
So complicated. Is this an EP? Is this an album? It is a hot debate, because I think on your website, it's an EP. On Spotify, it's an album.
Correct. To me, it's an EP. There's too many already released songs for me to be like, this is an album.
Okay.
I would feel like I'm cheating the listener if I was to say, this is my album.
Well, congratulations on Trouble. Number one, Canadian country radio. Mm. This was, what, last year I think this happened. That must be, listen, a number one always going to be exciting, but I would think a number one in your native country is even sweeter.
Yeah, it was just really, really cool. I think, you know, my goal has always been to be a global artist, whether that be in the UK, the homeland of what I call home now, in the United States, and but Canada's where I'm from. And
yeah,
so it was very, very special to see that I'm being, represented in Canada, or, I'm representing, or they're supporting me. And it just was, yeah, definitely a milestone. I think we've had two now, which is really awesome. And now we're going to say, hey, we got to get, one south of the border in the United States, and hopefully in the UK too. So
yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, congratulations on that. That's super exciting. Stagecoach is fun. You just played Stagecoach.
Just fun.
It's hot, ain't it? Dusty.
We got lucky. So I know that last year, Fahrenheit, it was like 100, 102, 105.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year when we played, it was only about 80.
Dates with Luke Bryan coming up as well.
Yes.
So are things blowing your mind? Like when you do the Grand Ole Opry, mind
yes.
blown. When you come over to the UK, mind blown. Number one in Canada, two times, mind blown.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, is it blowing your mind, or are you kind of like, yep?
I think I'm yep until I'm here. Like
right.
it's like even being here today. I'm like, yep, we're going to the UK. We're going to play this legendary venue. And then I'm in soundcheck, and the yep goes away, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing for Luke Bryan. I'm really excited about it. Full circle moment for me. The first show I ever played was a emerging artist showcase up in Canada, and the headliner that night was Luke Bryan.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I have a video that I'm excited to show Luke Bryan of just me backstage being like, hey, what's going on? And he like says hey to the camera. It's like me selfieing, not, just me as like my first show ever, and not knowing what I was doing. And then now I get to go open up for him. So it's really incredible.
Well, congratulations on everything. It's well-deserved. We love your music.
Thank you.
Keep coming back.
Yes, I'd love to.
Great. Well, we'll see you next time.
Appreciate y'all very much. Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.